It was an epic Wednesday for President Joe Biden and, of course, for President Lorenzo and all their counterparts. President Joe Biden arrived at Katumbela Airport in Benguela Province Wednesday morning, where he was received by Angolan President João Lourenço and his counterparts, President Tshisekedi from DRC, President Chilema from Zambia, and the Deputy President of Tanzania. President Joe Biden made a quick tour at Lobito Port, and he was briefed about the Lobito Corridor project by Angolan Minister of Transports and other top Angolan officials. And after that, there was the mini summit of the Lobito Corridor project with all presidents I quote before. There was a summit, I need to underline, more to underline the political will to develop the Lobito Corridor project. President Biden emphasized the impact this project will have, not only in intra-trade of Southern Africa and also the United States of America and in global trade in general. He also emphasized the impact in the development of local communities and the regional economic in Angola.
As you mentioned, there were some other African leaders besides President Lourenço. What was their reaction during this summit?
Yes, it was quite positive, especially from President Tshisekedi from DRC and President Chilema from Zambia, Angolan neighbors, and of course, direct interest in the Lobito Corridor project in terms of regional trade, development, and of course, also the Deputy President of Tanzania, which has been invited to the mini summit, said that he was quite happy to be part of this mini-summit because, as you know, on the other side of the continent, in the Indian Ocean, the Tanzara project linked to the Dar es Salaam port. And the idea is to connect both the Lobito Corridor projects and the Tanzara projects in a way to facilitate trade in regional and continental terms and, of course, with impact in global terms and in the development of Southern Africa. So I would say it was a major political event, which have a natural impact. But apart from that, we are aware that it's a long way to go before the Lobito Corridor projects can show some results.
Mario, as you mentioned, therefore, a long way to go before the Lobito Corridor can show progress. Is there a concern among African leaders there, the fact that President Biden will be leaving office in January and he's going to be succeeded by President-elect Donald Trump? Is there a concern that this project may not continue under President Trump?
Not at all. The next incumbent was not referred in this summit, maybe for natural political reasons, but out of the door in the corridors and the analysts and the businessmen, there are, of course, some concerns what the follow-up from the Trump administration. Apparently, everybody is happy and believes that President Trump will support also the Lobito Corridor project,